You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Nestled along the banks of the American River, under the oaks of Ansel Hoffman Park in Carmichael, is a 100-acre nature preserve dedicated to connecting kids with the natural world. On any given day at FEA Nature Center, you can enjoy a walk along one of its many meandering paths, go bird watching or bobcat spotting, and many school children have had their first nature experience there, whether through a field trip, a summer camp, or just a family outing. The center has faced some challenges over the years, but they continue to serve the community. And next year, they'll celebrate 50 years of educating young people about the plants and the animals that call this river home. Rachel Cowan is the interim executive director of the FEA Nature Center, and Greg Dewey is board president of the American River Natural History Association. That's a nonprofit that has overseen the center since 2010. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
Yes,
thanks for having us.
What a treat. I mean, this is just such a beloved place in Sacramento County. I mean, I'd love to learn more about the Nature Center and who it serves. Rachel?
The Nature Center was established by an amazing group of citizens in the 70s who saw a lot of development happening in the Sacramento area by the river. And they sought out to make sure that there was an established area for residents to be able to seek sanctuary and connect with wild spaces and natural areas. So when the county built the Nature Center in 1976, they did name it after FEA Nature Center, who was a local educator and very much involved in the movement to preserve wild spaces along the American River.
Yeah. And in a previous professional life, you worked here at Cap Radio, and I remember how much you loved the outdoors. I mean, how did you become aware and familiar with the Nature Center?
You know, it was a previous coworker whose life was celebrated there. And as I came through and walked from the parking lot to the main facility, it was just an amazing space. And the people there, the community there was just so welcoming and so intertwined with the space. I knew I had to start coming back. And once I was there, I just kept coming back.
Greg, when did you first get to know the FEA Nature Center?
So we're new to Sacramento. My wife and I moved here 4 years ago. And the way we got to know the Nature Center was through the California Naturalist Program. You talked about our children's education, but we also have some really nice adult education. And the two of us, being new, we took the California Naturalist Program, which is run out of FEA, and that kind of got us hooked. And she became a docent, and I joined the board. And it's you know, we're the newbies in town, but they have a long tradition of very engaged volunteers and. It's such a strong community, and it's really fun to become part of it.
Given that you're relatively new to Sacramento, what was your first reaction when you walked around?
Around Sacramento? Or
around the Nature Center.
Oh, so, yeah. So it was an amazing thing for me. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and the legacy of rivers in Pittsburgh, you have two rivers that come together to form a third, just like in Sacramento.
And a yellow bridge, too, right?
They do have a yellow bridge. Invariably, those were heavily polluted in the era where I was growing. Not so much anymore, but they were heavily polluted. When I saw the American River, I thought, this is a mountain stream running through a city. And it was we were just so stunned by it. And it is such a great, the American River Parkway is such a great resource. And having FEA right, you know, on the edge of it, you know, that's the border. It was fantastic. It's also the first time I ever seen a salmon run. And you can actually
see. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. And you can actually see it from FEA if you're standing on the shores there.
Yeah, I became a big fan of salmon when I moved to Sacramento. And yeah. You just learned so much about this resilient species. So let's learn a little bit more about who FEA was. Rachel, what would you like people to know?
Well, she was an elementary educator and a wildlife rehabilitator and a conservationist and a steward of the land. And she wanted to make sure kids had access to these open spaces and learn about nature hands-on and have a space to be curious and also know the land and be connected to the land. And she taught many, many students, community members who are still coming in and telling us that they had FEA as their teacher. And it was a time when it was the Detterding Woods, and we have a nearby school named after the Detterding family. So a lot of families connected to the space and a lot of educators connected to FEA, carrying on that tradition of bringing kids out to nature.
Yeah, we have had done a good amount of trips here at Cap Radio to FEA. It's been around for nearly 50 years now. And we do have a clip every year. The center hosts a volunteer appreciation potluck. And one of our producers here at Insight, Jen Picard, attended it a few years back. And she pulled it up from the archives. And she was able to speak with one of your longest serving volunteers, Nancy Opershall, about her relationship, personal relationship with FEA. So let's hear a little bit about her recollection.
At the time, I knew FEA.
You knew FEA?
I knew. I used to pick her up to take her once a month, pick her up to take her to the Carmichael Garden Club.
Really?
So I really knew her. And I knew friends who had had her as a teacher, and she taught with a crow on her shoulder. Can you imagine teaching all day with a crow on your shoulder?
That's awesome.
She was not the hip hip hooray kind of person. She was the warm glow kind of person. And it was wonderful to be around her.
And I think that just really hits home how it can start with one person. You know, and there's a legacy now going on decades, 50 years and counting, something that both of you are a part of.
And we take the time to share this story with our visitors, and you can really see that resonate on the faces of our youth and our neighbors of how the importance of stewardship and how they can have a hand and a role in making a difference.
Yeah. Well, Greg, tell us more about the nonprofit you're part of, the American River Natural History Association. What does it do and why was it established?
Yeah, so we call it ARNA. To shorten it, ARNA was established really as a group of naturalists who are interested in writing about nature and in publications that capture especially the local natural, you know, environment. And the FEA Nature Center was a physical plant. It was a facility that was originally run by the county. And in 2010, the county decided to get out of the Nature Center business. And ARNA decided to step forward and take over the sort of the operations of the center. And so we've been doing that for almost 25 years now. And that has been largely a volunteer effort. And it started out, you know, with a small group of people, very committed. And so over time, the center has grown and has added programs. It really is best known for its children's programs. But as I mentioned, we do have pretty adult education opportunities there, and the conservation has become a really key thing. It's an unusual stretch of land along the American River where we want to return it to its original habitat. So there is a strong commitment to conservation, and I find it really gratifying that original vision of FEA is not all that different today than it was back then. It's just been expanded and kind of grown, and that's been the excitement is to see that, you know, how those early ideas expand into the current situation here.
Yeah, and to be a space to be an eternal student. Not just a student as a child, but as an adult as well.
And you know, it's also very gratifying. You meet people who, you know, I met people who actually went to FEL when they were a child. their children went there, and now they're bringing their grandchildren there. So it does have a certain, you know, longevity and continuity that's really fun to see.
Wonderful. There has been some challenges in recent years. Rachel, the center had some financial challenges. Anonymous donors had to step in last year in 2024. What happened?
Well, we're really grateful for the community stepping up and showing us how important it is to have the FEI Nature Center continue its mission of connecting people to nature. And essentially, there was COVID funds that were no longer available, some succession and leadership, and it's really hard for organizations to come out from under that. And with a new board, we've been able to implement new policies. There's a lot more oversight and thoroughly going through our accounting to make sure we're properly tracking expenses and revenues, including restricted funds. And with our hardworking board, we've really turned things around. And we've recovered all of our funds or reserves, and we have a really strong projection in the year ahead of us.
So was the center at risk of closing and shutting down?
We were at risk, and so much so that in the best interest of our animals, we wanted to make sure that they had really, you know, good settlement and new permanent homes. But luckily, we are able to continue our work, and we have some plans in the return of our animals. We're already bringing back our snakes and lizards and frogs, and we're working with the network to bring them back. And we have an amazing team, and one of which has been working at the UC Davis Raptor Center to build enough time and experience to be able to help us bring back the birds.
So it seems like there have been a lot of big changes that have been made to make FEI Nature Center financially sound and financially stable. Can visitors actually feel or see these changes? If you were to go and visit today or maybe this weekend, what would you find there?
You would find, number one, a very active volunteer community. We attract a very engaged range of community members of all ages and expertise, and they'll find them working in the replica Nisenan Maidu Village, where we have some of our busiest times of the year coming up, and working in animal care and running the reception in the lobby of the visitor center where we have a store and museum.
So if someone's interested in becoming a volunteer, do they need to have any background or any kind of experience, or is there a place for everyone?
There's a place for everyone. We're really interested in matching you with an opportunity that really speaks to you, and we would love to talk to those who would like to come in and find out more.
Wonderful. I mean, I know Greg mentioned that there are, of course, educational opportunities for adults. But when it comes to children and families want to take their kids to FEI, what kind of programs are available for them?
Oh, we have monthly Mighty Acorn for the tots, babies up till three. We have Nature of Reading. We have Camp 5 for five-year-olds. And then we have ongoing offerings of camp and education programs throughout the year, single day, week-long, two-week-long camps in the summer. And we have family programming as well.
Wonderful. And Greg, when it comes to adults like you and I, what kind of programs are available for us to continue learning and connecting with nature?
Sure. So we have the University of California system has created this naturalist programming. There's the UC California Naturalist Program, and which is an adult program in the evening. And we just about to add the UC Environmental Stewards. So it's a follow-on program to that, and that's more focused on environmental stewardship and climate change. So they're kind of bookends to each other. Those are great programs that really get you into the whole thing, get you understanding the lay of the land, give you understanding sort of rudiments of the natural world around us here. Then we have a lecture series, The Nature of Things, which is, you know, evening lectures by a naturalist that you can attend and do that. We have a great program that we partner with the Audubon Society called Bird and Breakfast, where you go out in the early morning and you do a birding tour, and then everyone comes back and has breakfast. And
wonderful.
That's been a very, very successful program.
I can imagine. That sounds great.
Yeah.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Rachel Cowan and Greg Dewey about the FEO Nature Center in Carmichael. Okay, so next year is the center's 50th anniversary. What does that milestone mean for you?
It's an incredible legacy of all of the people that engage community members in nature and all the stewardship that set example for future stewards. And we are looking forward to launching into the next set of years with the future in mind and providing sanctuary for urban city dwellers. And continue that invitation for people to come out and spend time in nature and see how it helps us and why it's important to preserve.
Go ahead.
So I would say that 50th anniversary, that not that many facilities and not-for-profits last 50 years. And that's an achievement in itself. But it's an interesting time. It's a time to sort of take stock of where we are, look back at the legacy, those things that we've done in the legacy, but also look forward into the future and how do we build on our wonderful history, our wonderful commitments from volunteers and donors, and how we move forward into the future. And we are looking at expansion of our programming next year. We are looking at some capital projects that we want to start. And in a way, it's I see it as a time to connect the past to the future.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, 50 years is no easy feat. You know, any organization or even any person, you have to overcome your fair share of hardships and challenges. Yeah. And it's possible because of the community support. And one way that this happens is through events and fundraisers. And you have one coming up. It's called Fall Feast in the Forest. Tell us about it.
This has been our annual gala fundraiser. We were holding it in June, but we switched it to October this year. And this is when we invite the community to spend a beautiful evening in the oak woodlands. And we have some fine arts. We have a lot of experiences, silent auction. We even have MC that you would recognize from CAP Radio. Jennifer Reason will be joining us on Sunday as well. And it's just the community showing their support for the Nature Center and participating in that exchange of the community.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. And Jennifer Reason is CAP Radio's classical music host. She is wonderful. And that's going to be such an amazing event. When it comes to the 50 years, I mean, we're just kind of approaching the end of 2025. Do you have any big events or celebrations in the works?
We're going to be launching a new nature camp program called Parkway Passport. And we're going to be inviting kids to connect with new sections of the American River Parkway, not necessarily always at FEO Nature Center, so they can know the whole watershed from Nimbus Hatchery all the way to Discovery Park and feel connected to the entire scope of the space there.
It can be so different. I mean, it's so diverse. I mean, it spans over 20 miles.
Yeah, and there's really something unique to offer at each location. It's worth exploring.
You know, in that 50 years, we will have a number of initiatives. One of the things we really want to do is more strongly connect with our community. We want to engage community partners, both in joint projects, but also just in awareness. And so 50th anniversary is a great time to build awareness of it. We'll probably do a membership drive during that period. And we do have a capital project. There's going to be a renovation of our museum space and office space to make it ADA compliant, but also there's going to be a museum spruce up. And so that will tie in with our 50th.
Well, Greg and Rachel, thank you so much for stopping by. It was a treat.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It's nice being here with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Rachel Cowan is the Interim Executive Director of FEO Nature Center in Carmichael, and Greg Dewey is Board President of the American River Natural History Association. The Fall Feast in the Forest fundraiser is this Sunday at the Center in Carmichael.
Still ahead, the mother of Frankenstein will take the Sacramento stage. The director and lead actors behind the play, Mary Shelley, join us ahead of their Women's Theater Collective premiere in Fair Oaks. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.